Good evening, everyone. You're currently tuned in to 99.9 KXRW. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And tonight, folks, we got some truly evil tunes headed your way. We're going to be focusing on satanic themes this month, folks. It is October.
Mm-hmm. It's a spooky month. And we're going to maybe spin this into a little series here. We're going to focus on maybe calling it Satanic Panic. And the rule we set for ourselves is this is music endorsing Satan. And doesn't mean that they necessarily believe it's Satan's real, but it has to be pro-Satan. It's not warning you about Satan. It's like Satan's cool and he's awesome and I like Satan.
Right. Yeah. The idea with this is that, you know, a lot of older bands like Black Sabbath, they were part of this sort of satanic panic narrative, but they weren't actually endorsing Satan. Oftentimes, Black Sabbath claims they were trying to warn people about Satan, and they had all these crosses on stage that were there to protect them from some dark things that they did in their life. And so this is not that. This is not a warning. They're trying to embrace the idea that Satan is cool.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, they probably know about this, but for any younger listeners that don't know about this or with music history, is in the 80s, starting with a man named Ricky Casso in Long Island, New York, who killed a friend of his. He claimed that he did it for Satan, and he said to the kid he killed, say you love Satan. And that really jumped off this whole narrative that in every small suburban town in America, your kids are involved in satanic cults, satanic worship. And a lot of bands got grouped in with that, and they had to clarify that we don't really believe in this. But there was a point in America with death metal and extreme metal that, you know, bands were like, this is cool. We're going to just ride on the wave of we embrace all this notoriety. So we will be focusing, and I'll say for our whole playlist, which is a little all over the place, there is a lot of bands that have had a lot of controversy associated with them over the years.
Yeah, and so starting it off here, we're going to start with one of the first bands that maybe did it big with the embracing of Satanism. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Venom and their song In League with Satan.
Children,
Satan, O rebellion, O materia, ora pro nobis. Amen. O cataract Satan, Cretalissimo of the universe, is on the shores beyond, in this land. It's not a promise, but like every cinema, a door of darkness.
Yeah.
Here in the KXRW studios here on 99.9 Vancouver. This is Maggots in Your Speaker with me, your host, Primitive Dan.
And Trevor Perverser.
And we've been listening to some truly heinous and evil satanic metal here, folks. I'm going to go over those last few songs that you just heard. That last song there was Inverted Churches by Nunslaughter. Not necessarily an overtly satanic band. Mostly they're just anti-Christian, but they have satanic ideas going on.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Before that was Bride of Lucifer by Wind of the Black Mountains, one of the coolest U.S. black metal bands that you're going to find. Before that was Possessed, and then parenthetically, By Satan by Gorgoroth. We had to get at least one true Norwegian black metal band on here, folks.
Absolutely.
This is a band, too. This is sort of older Gorgoroth. It's pre-Gaul Gorgoroth, which I think Gaul, honestly, in some ways ruined the image of Gorgoroth.
Yeah, because like, the Satan, like, it's like
it's too corny.
Yeah, it's very like, hokey and weird.
Spinning his wine glass and, oh, Satan.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, anyway, so older Gorgoroth, I think, is actually, ironically, I think Gaul Gorgoroth might be my most disliked era of Gorgoroth,
because
the early stuff is all over the place, and then that like Anesthesia album, I can't remember the name of it. I think the first track is called Anesthesia. The it's got a skull on it. That's like a I don't know. That's a great album, and then and I think that was the first one without Gaul.
Yeah.
But anyway, Gorgoroth, Possessed. And then parenthetically by Satan.
By Satan.
If it was unclear.
Just to clarify. Yeah.
This one, sorry, this last song before that was by the band Mystifier, one of the sickest Brazilian bands out there. And this one, another parenthetical, this was Invocations, in parentheses, and then The Almighty Satanus. Before that was Blasphemer by Sodom. You should look up the lyrics to that song. That
is great.
Some of the
lyrics.
Some of the best evil metal lyrics. It's like, it doesn't matter what the language barrier is, folks. It doesn't matter how skilled you are with English. You should just try to sound evil. Evil I get. Anyway, before that was Black Funeral by Merciful Fate, which I think is one of the most outwardly like satanic songs early on, like, you know, Praise Hail Satan stuff. But that was Merciful Fate, King Diamond's band that he was in before, King Diamond. And then starting it off was In League with Satan by Venom. There is, and they're from the UK, very cool, new wave of British heavy metal. Kind of one of the first new wave of British heavy metal bands to really get a bit more, you know, extreme with the like imagery and attitude. So we are going to be having to take a quick pause here and listen to some words from our KXRW sponsors, partners.
Programming like this is made possible by support from High Five Cannabis, your local cannabis connection in Vancouver and Stevenson, Washington. High Five offers flower, concentrates, edibles, tinctures, topicals, and more. Whether you're new to cannabis or know what you need, their staff is available to assist. If you go to highfivecannabis.com, spelled H-I-G-H, the number 5, cannabis.com, you can learn about their specials like Munchie Monday, Senior Tuesdays, Waxy Wednesdays, and Loyalty Thursdays. Again, that's highfivecannabis.com. Oh, you know it. Big thank you to Georgie's Garage and Grill for supporting KXRW programming. They offer a full bar and signature meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that is not the usual bar food. Their food will keep you coming back for more. Dine in or take out. They also offer a venue space for live music and community events. Georgie's Garage and Grill is located downtown Vancouver at 606 Broadway Street. More information can be found at georgiesgarageandgrill.com. Discover our city's hidden gem, hiding right below the sidewalk. Underbar is a speakeasy-themed cocktail lounge located downtown Vancouver. As an LGBTQ-friendly and gay-owned space, it is a go-to destination for weekly events such as comedy, trivia, bingo, and open mic nights. Local artists are featured every first Friday of the month, and every fourth Sunday is Underbar's Underground Drag Brunch Show, 2 to 4 p.m. More information and location can be found at underbarvancouver.com. That's underbarvancouver.com.
Hello and welcome back. We are listening to KXRW 99.9, Maggots in Your Speaker. This is Trevor Perverser.
And Primitive Dan.
So we're in the second half of the show now, and we listen to some satanic tunes at the top. And I wouldn't say it's in the exact order of this, but it does kind of follow, like, here are the really early bands, and you're kind of going later and later, and you're ending with more like what came later, black metal, you know, death metal, whatever. So we're going to do, I would say, predominantly... There's a few old school bands in there, but we're going to do late 80s, early 90s, even some early 2000s satanic metal. And I think there's definitely some more intense sounding stuff on this end too.
Yeah, this is this is front loaded with a lot of war metal. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be some pretty nasty stuff, folks.
This is the kind of stuff that will definitely kill the vibe at a party if you put it on. So we're going to kick that off with a very abrasive sounding band with a very crazy sounding title. This first track is Black Witchery's Command of the Iron Baphomet. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Lucifer's fury, come by. Show us thy way.
Hello, you're listening to KXRW 99.9 Maggots in Your Speaker. This is Trevor Perverser.
And Primitive Dan.
So you just heard a bunch of very scary and spooky satanic bands for this spooky season, Halloween coming up. We're going to read back some of those bands for you right now. And that last track you heard was Ave Satanas, or Satanus, by Asheron. Before that was Gospel of the Horns, Absolute Power. Before that was Classic and Love Deicides, When Satan Rules His World. Before that was Bathory's, Satan My Master. Before that was Archgoat's, Hammer of Satan. Very satanic. Before that was Necro Holocaust, Inverted Christ. I just realized there's another song before that. Inverted Churches. That's funny. I didn't notice that. And then we started off with Black Witchery's Command of the Iron Baphomet.
I think generally inversions are considered to be quite satanic.
Oh, definitely.
If you're inverting,
you got to invert it, man.
Yeah.
We don't make the rules.
Yeah. Not just the cross. Yeah. Not just the crucifix. You got to invert the churches. you got to invert.
Christ himself, Christ not even himself on the cross, just turn him upside down.
Just turn him upside down, and then you're truly satanic.
Very. So, there's one band I do want to talk about from this playlist that I think is very in topic with some of this, because, some of these bands are a little bit newer, but Asheron is old school. They are Florida death metal. I believe Vincent Crowley, the singer bass player, was actually in Nocturnus on the demos and stuff.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
But what's really interesting about Asheron is Vincent Crowley, unlike a lot of the other people playing in this, he actually was part of the Anton LaVey's Church of Satan. He was appointed by Anton LaVey to actually be a satanic priest or whatever the term is. He did not believe in Satan in the same way that Anton LaVey, they didn't believe in Satan. They did believe in, magical thinking and such. But I just think it's interesting that this dude actually was involved in something outside the music. And if you look up Vincent Crowley, Glenn Benton from Deicide has the same deal where you could find a lot of videos of them and audio of them arguing with Bob Larson, who's an evangelical preacher. So that's some fun homework for you to do if you want to continue this little journey. So Plan Us Out is a very cool and very underrated band from Texas, I believe. And that is Thy Feeble Savior with their song Destruction of the Holy Sepulcher.
I think you got it right.
We'll be right back. over 20 years, Vancouver Family Magazine has been covering local news, recreation, travel, education, parenting, personalities, and more. We connect your family to people, places, ideas, organizations, helpful resources, and local stories. Pick up your copy every month at over 300 locations all over Clark County or read online at vancouverfamilymagazine.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X for even more local news and family fun at Vancouver Family.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
On Point Removal Services offers residential, office, and construction junk removal throughout Clark County and beyond. For more info, please call 360-728-0093 or go online to onpoint-removal.com.